Okay, guys. You're I'm so sorry about that. That was a disaster.
It was not. It could have been worse.
No, it was definitely a disaster. But you're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Goody, hosting This Is Awkward. And, okay, that intro was just so awkward. That actually was,
okay, I didn't even think it was awkward, but I feel like if you say it's awkward, like, it could totally fit your show in a sense.
And I didn't even introduce my guest, but I'm glad you feel so comfortable.
What's up? It's DJ Diamond.
DJ Diamond is in the house. I love her. I'm so glad she's here. This is my fourth show, so I can officially have guests on with me. And, yeah, I'm glad she was present for that disaster in the beginning.
No, first of all, it definitely, like, coming... Okay, let's all take into consideration that for my last show, I turned on Katie's mic and then started saying, like, hey, guys, what's up? It's DJ Diamond. You're listening. And I was like, why can't I hear myself? Like, why do I feel like I'm so far away?
Uh-huh.
And then I look over and my mic's like not even on. And I did that, I want to say 2 to 3 times. And my mom texted me and she was like, Alyssa, dude, you're so stupid. Like, oh, a DJ Diamond, you're so stupid. Like, turn on your mic. But it's, I mean, as long, I feel like what people don't do is like when things like that happen, they never take the time to like call themselves out on it. So it is awkward because you're sitting there and you're like, okay, that's awkward. But like if you just call yourself out on it and you make it funny, I feel like it totally is okay. So I think you're good. And it's also being here as a guest is so weird because I am no joke. So I started doing radio last semester and then I'm doing it this semester. And not once have I actually been a guest on someone's show.
So how does it feel?
This is so weird.
Being in the guest seat.
I know. So the guest seat is obviously like diagonal from the host seat. And I've never actually sat in it to talk. And I feel like super cool. I'm not going to lie. I feel even cooler than being a host. Thank you.
I'm so glad you're here with me.
My voice is like a lot like preppier now too. Because I'm like, I'm so cool.
I'm so cool. I can sit back and just watch this girl make a fool of herself on here. But no, I freaked out because I couldn't hear myself in my headphones. So I was like, oh my God, they can't hear me. And I wasn't recording my session here tonight. So I just like, I turned it off as fast as I could. And I just busted up laughing. And then Alyssa hit her head on her mic.
No,
so.
Yeah. And then I like snapped my my headset off and it like literally almost hit me in the face. I was like, wow, Gina.
So you guys were probably listening to DJ Diamond's show right before mine, Hollywood Glitz. Super fun. I love it. Tonight's show, my show, This Is Awkward. Usually I have a topic for each show, but I don't know. This week was kind of not a so good week for me. A lot went down. It was kind of emotional, not gonna lie. And so I decided to do kind of like, you know, spring cleaning. Your mom, you know, after the holidays decides she wants to go through every single room in the house and clear out junk, but it's not really junk, it's like your personal belongings.
I know, they always throw out like your stuff and I'm like,
they
dude,
keep their stuff.
Yeah,
they
I'm
hoard
like,
it.
Yeah, I'm like, mom, you have a ton of like shoes that you've never like go
exactly.
Focus on yourself, girlfriend.
Oh my gosh, my mom always says like, I always buy you stuff and it's in your closet still with the tags on it. I'm like, mom, when was the last time you ever bought me clothes?
No, that's
probably
my mom
first
does the same thing. I'm like, mom, I've been buying my own clothes, I want to say since like high school, like not like freshman sophomore, but like junior senior.
No,
and
for
from
real.
I'm like, girlfriend,
like, mom,
stay in your lane.
I will go through your closet right now and rip out all of the clothes
I know,
in
seriously.
Your closet with tags on. But so spring cleaning, this is a fall cleaning, and I'm just gonna be talking to DJ Diamond about what's been happening this week with both of us and just kind of do a casual show tonight because it is Halloween weekend. This doesn't have
That's
to
so
be
true.
super duper planned out or anything. It doesn't need to have so much structure tonight. Like, it's chill. We're chill.
That makes me super chill. Like, I wish I, honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, I kind of wish I did my show like that.
Mm-hmm. But
I feel
Hollywood
like
Glitz. It's,
yeah.
It just fits your personality.
I feel like your show, you could totally do one of these things because it's like you are talking about life for your show.
No.
That's so dope.
For sure. So, I don't know where to even start, but I'm going to start when we both got sick.
Oh.
I think I mentioned this my second show, which the topic was parties. And Alyssa and I coincidentally got strep at the same exact time.
Literally, like,
and
no joke.
If you guys know, strep is, it could be a virus or, yes. No, it is.
It's a, okay, no. It's not a virus because when I went to the doctors, they said you either have strep or it's a virus.
Right. So if it's a virus, you kind of have to let it do its thing.
Run its
but
course.
If it's strep, that's kind of a good thing because they can give you antibiotics for it.
Yes, and it goes away within like 24 hours.
Yeah, so after Alyssa and I went to this one party, the next morning, how are you feeling? Like,
right now?
No, when you were getting symptoms of strep.
Okay, so like my symptoms were... Actually, I feel like you had worse symptoms than I did. Like, you could actually see, like, when you search strep throat on Google and you look at images, you will see throats that are, like, covered with, like, the white stuff.
Yeah.
So, DJ Goody definitely had, like, that white strep, like, symptom thing going on.
I was too scared to look in the mirror, you guys.
Yeah, so I looked for her, and she definitely had it. But I didn't have that. Mine was just super red and swollen, and my throat was really tight. But I actually, like, cried. Like, I called my mom in the middle of the night crying because I could not sleep because every time I swallowed, it would wake me up because it hurt so bad.
Yeah.
So, like, swallowing for me, I didn't eat for, I want to say, like, 3 days. Like, what I did eat, I remember I went to Target to pick up applesauce and yogurt, and I could barely even swallow that. Like, I couldn't drink water. I could barely eat. So for me, the first time swallowing was super hard and it was super uncomfortable and it definitely hurt. Like,
and those symptoms were like the day after the party.
Yes.
And I was feeling
and it got
fine.
Worse.
Yeah. I was feeling fine after the party. And so I was like really freaked out because she goes, so and so had strep and like this person gave it to them. And so I'm like freaking out right now. Like, what if I have strep? I was like, oh my God, Alyssa, like we shared drinks last night at the party. Like, I feel fine. Like, I'm scared now. And what do you know? The next day, I was like death. I had a call out of work.
Died.
I had a call out of work. I missed 3 days of work and 3 days like worth of classes. And I had a fever and my body, like when I get sick, I have body aches and I have like hot flashes and Alyssa got the throat part of the strep, but I got, like, everything else.
Did your throat not hurt?
My throat didn't really hurt.
Oh, I remember you had the fever.
Like, it was, like, the white stuff on the back of my throat, and then I had the really bad fever, body aches, just, like, all of it, honestly, minus the throat.
Damn, you're... I don't want to say you're lucky, but, like, for me, the throat thing, like, it really, like...
Yeah.
Like, I cried.
No, I had mono, and it's
so
seriously...
so bad.
Like, knives down your throat.
Yeah, like, you cannot swallow. You cannot do anything.
Yeah, so...
And then my teachers were... Well, my one teacher was like, oh, like, I think you're falling behind. I'm like, Gina...
Gina.
I didn't go to one class, and I'm also dying, so, like, it's... I mean, unless you want me to give you strep, then, like, can you let me, like, skip a class?
I'd just be like, screw off. Please,
no,
God.
Seriously. I was like, girlfriend, chill, man, okay?
So DJ Diamond, she went to the nurse before me, and she got her test results back for strep, and then she came to my room and visited me. And she's like, dude, if I have strep, you definitely have
yeah.
it. And so she took me to the nurse. The nurse took one look at me, and she's like, oh, yeah. Like, I'm going to give you antibiotics no matter what, even if this is positive or negative, because you just, like, look that bad. I was like, okay. So she takes my temperature. I have like 102
holy crap.
Or something. 102 fever. And so she gave me antibiotics and we both started taking our antibiotics.
Which is penicillin.
Yeah.
Usually they'll prescribe you penicillin unless you're allergic to it. But penicillin is what is like usually the strongest for those
yeah.
who have strep, and it gets it gone within like 24 hours.
Definitely.
Like, it's out of your... It's not contagious after you've been on the penicillin for like 24 to 48 hours. But that's like, that's the shiz you want to be on when you have strep.
Yeah, but the point I'm getting at is I got better and DJ Diamond, unfortunately, got strep for the second time, you guys.
No, now this is the third.
Now this is the third time.
Yeah, I have it right now.
Did you test positive?
Yeah, but I'm not contagious anymore, so no one freak out, okay? Because everyone freaking quarantines me.
Three times with strep, you guys. And she comes into the room and she's, you know, hella feisty because she's like, oh my God, like I have strep for the third time. Like this sucks.
Let's all take into consideration that this is the third time in the past 2 months that I've had it. Okay. That is in, like, honestly, I will shoot someone.
And we're like, Alyssa, my roommate and I were like, Alyssa, what are you doing? Did you like change out your toothbrush and like your sheets and stuff? And she's like, no. Like, we're like, Alyssa.
No. Okay. This is what happened. So I walk into the room and I'm super mad. And I'm like, okay, so I had strep the first time. It hurt so bad. Second time, it hurt, but it wasn't as bad. I could definitely eat. It wasn't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I think I can hear the music. Will you pause the just on the top? You know how you can.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
Perfect.
So I had it for the second time. It didn't hurt that bad. It was, but I mean, it still hurt. Sorry, my mom was like texting me. And so now a couple days ago, I go, wow, I look in. For the third time now, like last week, I'm in my bathroom. And for some reason, I'm just like, you know what? I feel kind of weird. Like, I feel like something is wrong with me and I don't know what, because I kind of had a stuffy nose and I had a cough. And so the first thing I do is like check my throat. I'm like, oh, God, please, Lord, like, please don't be strep. And my throat is so small and I'm like,
great.
So I like do the whole like oh my God, I just like licked the mic.
Oh God.
Good thing I'm not contagious.
Oh yeah.
And so like I like do the whole sticking the tongue out thing, and I see my throat is super small, so I decide to make an appointment with Kaiser. And I go in and I go in and it's like, first of all, it's 9:10 in the morning, and specifically I remember I made a 9:10 appointment, and I'm not like angry, but I'm just like, okay, so this is my third time having strep. Like, I'm kind of annoyed. Like, is there any way I can extend the penicillin past 10 days? Because I have no clue why this is a third. Like, I don't want to get my tonsils removed. That's insane. And I heard the freaking recovery sucks.
Lots of ice cream, though.
Yeah. And so she's like, we'll test for it. You know, do you work around kids? Like, where do you work? Like, thinking maybe I've gotten it from a younger child. Right. I'm like, no, I work in an office. Like, I don't work around kids at all.
I hate them, actually.
I'm like, actually, I hate those little suckers.
Those little creatures that make our lives a living hell.
And so, basically, I get the test results back, and it's positive again. And I am just honestly fed up. Like, no joke. I am so annoyed. And so She kept saying, like, you know, there's a possibility that you're infecting yourself. And I didn't care to ask how you can infect yourself with strep like that. I was just like, okay, whatever. Because I'm like, there's no way I infected myself. I'm like, I think I know how I'm getting it, like, blah, blah, blah. And so then I go into DJ Goody's room and I'm like, guys, I like have strep. And the first thing that they say is like, okay, have you changed your sheets? Have you disinfected your apartment? Have you like washed your like water bottles? I'm like, yeah, I've done all of that. And then they go,
no, DJ Diamond's like, yeah, I'm like infecting myself.
And
then
I was
like, light bulb. I was like, did you switch out your toothbrush for a new one? And she literally just stops.
I literally stopped and I did not say anything. And I'm just like,
you dummy.
It's like one of those moments where you sit there and you're like, no, like you're like slowly falling into like a dark hole. You're like, no,
just like, it makes so much sense now.
And I was sitting there and she's like, you didn't throw away your toothbrush, did you? I'm like, nope, I've actually been brushing with the same toothbrush the past two times that I've had strep.
But honestly, what an idiotic doctor for not even giving you the heads up, like, yo, maybe you want to switch out your goddamn toothbrush.
Yeah,
like,
I told my mom that and she was pissed. She was like, okay, honestly, because it's like I would have never even thought about switching out my toothbrush.
Yeah,
I, of course, I'm going to disinfect my apartment and clean my water bottles, but I did not even think twice about my toothbrush. So when DJ Goody said toothbrush, I text my mom and I'm like, mom, I'm disinfecting I'm infecting myself with strep through my toothbrush. And she's like, you know, Kaiser didn't tell you that? And I was like, no, they never once told me to replace my toothbrush. Like, I haven't even thought about that. And she was like, I am so fed up. Like, she was so pissed. But I now have a new toothbrush, people. So I hope and pray to God that I will not get strep for the fourth time because I am over it.
No, I totally get it. We were in radio class. I'm talking about today's radio class and then...
So Wednesday's.
Wednesday's radio class? No.
Last week's?
So when you came into class, radio class, and you weren't feeling good is the day...
Oh.
One of our classmates said something to you that just
that really pissed me off, honestly. I was really peeved. I actually cried in class to DJ Goody. Like, I didn't... Okay, I don't want to say I cried. I, like, really teared up, though. Like,
do you want to... Like, what... Do you want to say what she told
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I will totally say because, what she you know, said.
DJ Diamond has been sick, like, for the third time
it's
now.
It's, like, it's annoying. Like, I'm, like, tired of it. It totally drains you, like, mentally, physically, like, emotion. Like, it's hard being sick. Like, it drains, you know?
And when you're already in, like, an emotional state, like, little things get to you, even if they, like, wouldn't otherwise. But, yeah, you know, DJ Diamond, we were sitting next to each other in class, and... Stu's like, what's wrong DJ Diamond?
He like came over because he said like I looked bored and I was just like, you know what, I'm just like I'm sick. I'm like not feeling it.
And then one of our classmates, you can
you want me to say it?
Yeah, you can say
because I'm totally okay with saying this. So I'm like sitting there and this is the day that I'm going to pick up the penicillin later, and all of a sudden, like, as soon as like, so I went to the appointment that morning. And then I put the I went to the appointment the previous morning, and then I got the test read back. What did I just say? Honestly.
The test read back?
The test read backs?
She got the test results back for positive,
yes,
for strep.
On Wednesday morning. So I called in, made an appointment to get my prescription that morning while I was at work. And as soon as I made the prescription, it just hit me that I was sick. Like, I was so tired. I was so, like, mentally not there. I was so drained. It was also my time of the month. Like, that doesn't help at all for those, you know, women out there. Like, it sucks.
Guys, too. Like, you got to learn this stuff sooner or later.
Yeah. It's just, like, it was not a good day. Like, I was just not feeling it.
She was
really
taking hits left and right that day.
Seriously.
But every Wednesday we have radio class. And so, like,
yeah.
And that class is just... You have to pay attention. Like, Stu doesn't give you a choice. You can't be on your phone or he, like, barks at you. And so, you know, when you're just not feeling good, you don't want to pay attention to the teacher.
Yeah.
Or anything.
Wasn't feeling it. And so I'm sitting there and I'm just like, you know what? I'm just so mentally out of it. I probably should not have even gone to school or work. But it's just, I'm the person who is like, okay, Alyssa, you can totally do it. Like, just push through it. Don't be a baby. Like, that's how I felt like I was kind of brought up. Like, rub some dirt on it. You'll be fine, kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And so I went, and, you know, he's like, you look bored. I'm like, no, I'm just really sick. And one of the classmates goes out loud in front of my, you know, Stu and the class, she has an incurable STD.
I think her exact words, she's like, she is an STD that's not curable.
That's like incurable or something.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, and honestly, as soon as she said that, I literally turned to Emma. So Stu's sitting right there, and he was like, I mean, those who know Stu, he is not afraid to say anything.
He's like, was that completely necessary?
Is that what he said?
Yeah,
I couldn't
like,
even hear him.
Was that
I'm, like,
necessary?
Blacked out.
But he's like, but you can get away with things like with
like
things
something
like that.
About
I
like
don't know.
Alyssa can it's
it was
okay.
Very chill how he reacted, but
yeah.
Like it shouldn't have been taken
like in a chill way.
A chill
like that's
way,
not a
that's
chill
not okay.
thing to say.
Yeah,
like I don't know it that. I mean, I don't know who wouldn't be offended by that. That's so offensive and inappropriate.
But right away, I looked to my side, like DJ Diamond.
And I started tearing
she
up.
She was getting teary-eyed, and I was like, no, don't cry. Your makeup is too freaking fierce right now. Like, it's okay. Like, brush it off. And she's just like, tell me something to cheer me up.
I know. I was like, say something stupid. Like, I'm trying really hard not to cry because it's like, that is so not the case. Mm-hmm. I have strep, okay? Cut me some damn slack. And the classmate, she goes, well, now you know it's a she. She goes, oh, are you pissed? And Stu goes, no, she's not angry. And I turn to her and I go, yeah, I am very pissed. And I turn back. And that's when I started tearing. And I'm like, DJ, can you please say something funny? Like, I'm like,
you guys,
I am not like, it was just not a good day. And that's such you don't make that comment to anyone because it's like, if someone didn't know like me or like, mm-hmm. you know, the person who the comment was made to, they could take that information and spread it. And I think that's a completely inappropriate and offensive thing to say. Yeah. And I would totally call the person out right now, except that I'm a nice person and I'm not going to stoop to her level.
Oh, God.
So don't get me fired up.
You're looking pretty fired up.
No, I'm like actually really fired up because I'm now thinking about it. And I'm like, girlfriend, I can take you in about one freaking swing. Calm down.
But you guys, when she's like, tell me something funny. And I was like, oh, my God. What? And then I thought about it.
Oh, this is perfect.
And I was like, oh, my God, what just happened to me last night? So I'm talking to this guy, right? And he comes over after work. And
this honestly actually made me cheer up.
Oh, my God. So, like, this is awkward, you guys.
It's about to get awkward.
It's about to get awkward.
Not that I didn't just make it awkward with... Well, I mean, it's not awkward because I don't, obviously... I have strep. I don't have an incurable STD for those of you who are probably listening. So that probably would have been awkward.
Oh, my God. But seriously, we were just, you know, being college students. And no, we were just enjoying the moment. And my roommate decides to wake up at 12:50 p.m. Is that p.m.? A.m.? A.m.? Definitely a.m.
So it's now past midnight.
She has never gotten up to use the bathroom ever, but of course that night she decided to get up and use the restroom. And as soon as I hear the door, I've never like got up so fast in my life. Like, I don't know how to explain the situation without like giving away too much, but like it was definitely an awkward situation
when you walk in on someone.
Yeah, when you walk in on someone, and she's like, she was like kind of
like sleepy tired.
Like, she told me she was not conscious, and she
was, like,
groggy.
She didn't
see anything, but, like, she definitely saw what was happening, like, a little bit, because she, like, felt bad. She thought I was gonna be mad at her for walking in, but really, I was just cracking up, and the guy that I'm talking to is more embarrassed than I was.
Oh, for sure.
And I was just like, it's okay, it's okay. Like, they don't care. So, that's what I told DJ Diamond, like,
and
the next day in class.
Yeah.
I was like, she's like, tell me something funny. I was like, well, you know, Gabby walked in on us last night. And she's like, okay, that's actually really funny.
And like, I don't want you to think I was laughing at your pain. But like, that is what I like needed in that moment to like make me not cry information that was said basically to the class.
Like, I always thought that I was going to walk in on my roommates because like they actually are they have boyfriends so
yeah.
It just like seemed more fitting that I would walk in on them, and because their boyfriends are always over, and so just like
you
them walking
happen.
In
yeah.
on me, I was like, of course, like,
this would
this
happen.
Takes the cake, like this would happen to DJ Goody, like how rich he probably doesn't want to come over anymore. First 30 seconds are gold. Oh yeah, if you guys want to go listen to DJ Diamond's first ever radio show last semester, the first 30 seconds are gold.
I
according to what is it,
Crafted Quality.
Captain Quality, if you're
who
listening.
Who called himself Crafted Quality on a show. I did not make that name.
Yeah, we didn't make that name up.
He made it himself. Crafted Quality.
Crafted Quality.
Shout out.
But yeah, oh my God, what an awkward situation. But I'm glad that happened just so I could tell DJ Diamond that the next day, because I honestly had nothing funnier to say to her than that situation.
It really, yeah, it like made me like,
so
it made
it
me chuckle.
Happened just so I could cheer up DJ Diamond.
Perfect
next
timing.
Day. Perfect timing.
And like, honestly, I was going to walk out of that class and not say anything to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went up to Kara, who is DJ Rodeo, and I told her the situation, and I was like, you know what, it's just not my day today, and I really didn't need that, because people could take it the wrong way. Like, you could, that is not like who you need to think before you say that kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, if someone doesn't know you, like, they will totally take that and spread that, and that's going to make me look completely disgusting and like bad.
Yeah.
And so she was like, no, if you don't say something, then I'm going to. Like, you cannot just let her say that. That is inappropriate and rude. And I'm like, no, like, I don't, like, I don't want to start anything because this classmate and I, we bicker all the time. Like, she is constantly.
Yeah, they do. And I sit between them two and I'm just like looking back and forth to each of them.
I don't feel like I pick the fights because it's like when she asks me for help, I'll always help her.
Yeah, you
I feel
always
like she's
do.
Always the one trying to pick things with me. And so DJ Rodeo was like, no, like, if you don't say something, I will, because that is a complete biatchy thing to say. Like,
it's just disrespectful.
I know, it totally is. And so I turned around and as she was walking out, and I was like, hey, so-and-so, thanks for the comments today. And she goes, oh, you're welcome, thinking that I'm talking about the nice comments that apparently she thought she made when she never made any nice comments to me that day. And DJ Radio goes, no, the biatchy ones. And she's like totally taken aback and she's like, wait, what? And I'm like, yeah, the ones about the incurable STD. And she is like, she, like, when she gets, like, super defensive, her voice goes, like, an octave higher.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, are you really mad at that? And I was like, yeah, I am. That's completely inappropriate and disrespectful and rude. You need to really think about what you say before you say it. Like, I am the one, like, I usually, I have a problem where I don't think before I speak. But I would never, ever, ever say something like that. Because you have no clue who's listening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just completely, it's just not the time or the place to make a comment like that. Like, you don't know what someone's going. What happens if someone did have an incurable STD? How do you think they'd feel? I mean, I do not. Just to clarify.
Just to clarify.
But, like, what happens if someone did, you know, have that?
Yeah, it was just it's uncomfortable. Off day, and that really.
That really? Just,
yeah.
I mean, I could use a lot of words to describe that day, but
I was pissed. I was just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, I'm sitting between you two. This is gonna get
awkward.
Heated. Yeah. On that note, let's take our first break. You guys are listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Goody, and this is Awkward. I'm thinking he must be tripping. Play this song for him, come just listen. Girl said he keeps on playing games, and his loving ain't the same. I don't know what to say, but what a shame. If you were mine, you would not get the same. If you were mine, you would top everything. Suicide in the drop, switching lanes in a thing. So fire, baby, no propane. Got good, girl, can I be framed? Keep it 100, girl, I ain't no saint. But he the only reason that I'm feeling this way. Giving you the world, baby, when you get space. Pen gang, give me, baby, that's all, baby. I got to throw. Pull up, we can party some more. Yeah, got this drink in my cup. Got a young feeling so throw. Spit fire in the world so cold. Young money got a feeling no. Spit fire in the world so cold. H-Town got me feeling so throw. H-Town got me feeling so throw. Rob paint and we sip, can you fold? H-Town got me feeling so throw. Spit fire in the world so cold. H-Town got me so throw.
I'm beyond all that. Hey, little mama. mama, would you like to be my sunshine? We touch my game, we gon' turn this to Columbine. Ice on my neck, cost me 10 times 3. $30,000 for a new rocket fleet. I just hit Rodeo and I spent like 10 G's. I just did a show and spent the check on my mama. When I go and vacay, I might run out the Bahamas. And I keep like 10 phones, then I'm really never home. All these new clones trying to copy what I'm on. You get your own, trying to pick a new bone. Break the brother skip, boy, I had a good day. Metro PCS, trapping ball, making plays. 50 shades of gray, beat that pussy like Hulk Hogan. I know you know my slogan, if it ain't about guap, I'm gone. Spitting cause I'm chosen from the concrete I had rolled. Shorty staring at my necklace cause my diamonds really froze. But that in her bitch, she feel it in her toes. I'm a real young, from the sixth throwing balls. I'm a real young, from the sixth throwing balls. Real young, from the sixth throwing balls.
In the middle of the party, get off me. In the cut, I'm rolling up my broccoli. Yeah, I know your baby mama fond of me. All she wanna do is smoke that broccoli. Whispering in my ear, she tryna leave with me. Say that I can get that easily. Say that I can hit that shit greasily. I'm a dirty dog, I did it sleazily. Ain't no telling. Where I'm finna be on, hey, hey, I'm beyond all that. Hey, hey, no telling what I'm finna, hey, be on, hey, hey, said I'm beyond, hey, all that. Companies and pesos, I got people on my payroll. She don't do it unless I say so. I don't smoke if it ain't fuego. I should sauce them up like Prego Fettuccine with Alfredo. All I wanted was the fame in every game they made on Sega. I was 5 or 6 years old when I had told myself, okay, you're special. But I treat you like my equal, never lesser. I was 26 years old when we had dropped this one amazing.
Hey guys, what's up? We're back from break. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Goody, and this is Awkward. I have DJ Diamond Woo-hoo. With me. So we were just discussing. Wow.
Discussing. I mean, it was disgusting.
We were just discussing our strep stories and...
And like just life, I
just
guess.
Just life, just the cattiness that... we are confronted with on a daily basis.
For real.
But speaking of cattiness, today in radio class, it's always radio class, I swear.
Stew.
But I walk into class, and you know, I went cycling this morning at 5:30, okay, you guys?
Literally, that's good for you.
I love
that's
it.
That's so good.
But it honestly... It just butt. Exhausts me. Yeah. I pass out every time I come back to my dorm, and I just don't want to do anything the rest of the day, which is so bad.
I walked in, and you were sleeping on your ground.
I was passed out,
you
huh?
No, you didn't even wake up.
Yeah, I was and I like knocked. Was like,
yeah, no, you were KO'd,
you
girlfriend.
Poked me?
No, I like opened and shut the door, and it was like loud. Oh. And I was like moving near you, and like, I'm like, damn, she is passed out.
Yeah, so.
Will you pause the... Yeah,
oh, yeah,
I can, like,
for sure.
It's like weird because I can kind of hear it, and then I get concerned that like everyone else can hear it.
Yeah, a little bed music never hurt nobody.
Little bed music.
But yeah, so I went to cycling this morning, and I woke up right before class. So I got back at 7:15, I would say, passed out till 12 o'clock, and our radio class is at 12:15, yeah. And so I was super groggy. I honestly like. I did not want to go to class at all. I was about to skip, but I was like, you know what? No, whatever. It's the weekend. Just get through this class and I'm good to go.
Yeah.
And so I walk in, and Alyssa immediately looks at the door when I walk in, and she gives me this look because someone is sitting in my seat. And, you know, everyone knows that your seats are unofficially official. And that was
so
my,
true.
That was my unofficially official seat. And I just was so confused as to why she was sitting in my seat, and that just threw me off. I was
not
so,
me people, it was someone else.
I was so bitter, and I just walked back to the classroom super slowly. I like eyeballed her. I gave her the dirtiest look, you guys. I was not happy. And
didn't she make a comment to you too?
I don't know, but she kept calling me Emily. I swear to God, I was about to pop her in the mouth. Like, people say I'm intense, but I'm intense for good reasons. Okay, you guys.
No, and every time this girl kept calling her Emily, I was sitting right next to her. I kept going, Emma. Oh, well, DJ Goody. I mean, it's too late. Well, now, yeah, it's but too like, late. I kept saying, it's Emma.
Yeah,
like and Emma. And she's like, oh, it's Emma. I'm like, yeah, I've said that for the past freaking three times. Like, can you hear me? God damn.
And I asked Stu, I was like, because I went back to a different computer because there was only one left, but there was that was someone else's computer. I told Stu, I go, you know, I don't like, is the student coming to class today? I don't want to take her seat. And he's like, well, I don't see why she wouldn't come to class. I was like, well, that's why I'm asking you. Did she email you saying she wasn't? Because I don't want to be that person. And I said that while eyeballing the girl who took my seat. And so the girl doesn't end up coming to class. So I sit at her computer and I'm just steaming from the ears the whole time. And he's like, what seems to be the problem? And the girl that sat in my seat is like, well, my seat was taken. So I sat in Emily's seat. And Alyssa, or DJ Diamond's like, Emma.
Like, she kept saying Emily. Like, literally. And then she's like, so then Emily. And then Emily. And then I'm like, Emma, 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 Emily, Emma, Emily. Like, I'm like, shut up.
And he's like, Stu goes, what can I do to make it better? I'm like, Stu, shut up. Like,
shut up.
It's the three of us. We're going to go down right now. We're going to fight for these seats. And then, meanwhile, this other girl who sat in the girl's seat that took... Okay, that's confusing. But anyway, we were just...
girls.
No one knew what was going on. I just wanted my goddamn seat back. But I didn't get it back.
And, like, for those of you who don't know, sometimes you will save things onto a computer, and it's not like you can go onto a different computer and, like, the things that you save to your computer are automatically on your new computer because exactly. Your seat was taken. So yeah. It's like, there is the problem there that I had things don't transfer.
Right. I had so many saved files on my desktop. And that's why I was so bitter, because I couldn't work on any of them. And so that happened. That just really pissed me off. And now thinking about it, freshman year, I had a mass media class. And it was when Yik Yak was a thing. You know that app?
Oh, yes.
That,
yes.
Like, local college students could go on and, like, just message. Like,
and, like,
kind
comment.
Of like a Twitter, but, like, only for college students, you
yes.
know?
Yes, and you can, like, favorite it or, like,
yeah.
dislike it or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And you kind of knew exactly who,
like, who
they were talking
it.
About.
Yeah, because we're a small school.
So freshman year in my mass media class, I sat in the corner seat because the seat that I usually sat in was taken. So I sat in the corner seat, and this one kid comes in. This one kid comes in and he's, like, holding his longboard and stuff. And, like, I had just taken his seat. And so he had to sit somewhere else. And I go on Yik Yak, like, right after class. And there's an obvious Yik Yak, like,
about
message
you?
About me. And it goes, he's like, if I can remember correctly, he's like, this, don't you know... we all have, like, assigned seating or something. Like, this biatch took my seat this morning. And I was like, oh, hell no. And I knew exactly, like, I knew the kid. And I still, to this day, tell him about it. I was like, you called me
Did
a
B. Did he admit it?
Yeah, he admitted it. He's like, everyone knows that those are unofficially official seats. Like, you don't just take.
But he called you a B.
Yeah, he called me a B on Yik Yak. And I.
Wow, that's low.
I was like, wow, I'm just like a freshman trying to get through this year. Like, this is so embarrassing. I'm sorry I took your seat. Jesus.
You B.
But yeah, that happened. I'm trying to think about my week as a whole. Anything significant happened to you this week? I just, like...
Same old, same old.
Yeah, I don't know. This week wasn't a good week for me.
No,
like,
me either, honestly. I feel you.
It started... I don't know when it started exactly. Just, like, the beginning. So, like, Sunday night or Monday. And I went to... I had worked Tuesday. And I work with the guy I'm talking to. And I was just, like, super emotional for some reason. Like, I was super sad and, like, stressed out. I was not performing at work the way I usually do. Like, my boss actually called me into his office and was like, what's going on with you? Like, I know something's up. And I told him, I was like, it's not something you can help me with. It's like more of a personal thing.
Like an internal thing.
Yeah, an internal thing. It's like I told him, you know, I overthink myself into bad moods, and it's so hard for me to get out of those bad moods.
I feel you on a spiritual level with that. I will take the smallest thing and it will irk me so bad that I'll just put, like, something that you could get over so easily, I will literally put myself in a bad mood over it.
No, really. And it, like, it eats you up to the point, like, it eats me up to a point where I get, like, sick. Like, I get nauseous. And I get really, like, my anxiety just, like, spikes. And I just, I don't know what to do with myself when it gets to that point. And I was at work when, like, this was all going down. And I tried, you know, talking to my coworker, because, you know, she gets anxiety too, like, really bad anxiety, worse than mine. And, like, she would get to the point where she would just have to remove herself from, like, the situation. Like, and so she was like, I totally get what you mean and stuff. And I was like, it just really sucks because I don't want to feel this way, but I don't know how to not feel, like, differently. You know, like, I don't know how to, like, pick myself up. Like, I just keep thinking about different scenarios in my head. I keep picking out the negative things in certain situations. So, like, the guy I'm talking to, like, I don't know. I just, like, I read into things too much, you know.
Because we're girls, though, too.
No, really. And I just, like, I could get the vibe that he's becoming distant. And that, like, I have trust issues already just because I've been hurt in the past. And so it took me a lot to trust this new guy. But he, like, you know, I gave him the benefit of the doubt. I didn't want to judge every guy off of, like, a couple bad ones. So I, you know, I finally, you know, I gave him my trust. And I am the type of person that needs reassurance, like, all the time because I've been hurt in the past. So, like, and because I get anxiety and I overthink, I need that reassurance to obviously reassure me that I'm doing the right thing and I'm not going to regret it later on, you know?
It's so funny because I'm that way, too. Like, yeah. I need assurance, like, reassurance that, like, what I'm doing or what I said, like, what I already did was the right thing.
Exactly.
I was actually just talking to your roommate about this last night. Oh, really? You left. Yeah. I was saying how, like, I feel like I need reassurance. Mm-hmm. Like, when I know I feel like I could have handled the situation better, I will look for reassurance from someone else to be like, okay, Alyssa, don't worry. It wasn't that big of a deal. Like, what you said was, like, basically the right thing. And if they start to be like, you know, like, you probably could have, like, done it a little, and then I all of a sudden I'm like,
you
crap.
Just, like, start thinking about it, and it's like, oh my god,
and
oh
I
my god,
freak out.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. And, you know, like, the way my mind works is, like, you know, the guy I'm talking to, he uses so many emojis in every single text or snap that he sends me. And this, like, Tuesday, the day we were working together, he wasn't, was it Tuesday?
Yeah.
Tuesday, it was Wednesday that it all kind of went down. I've noticed, like, things. And he wasn't sending those same exact emojis. It was more like a friendly conversation than a, like, two people who like each other kind of conversation.
Yeah.
And that really, like, freaked me out. And it was just, like, little things like that would get into my head and I would overthink about them. And so anyway, Tuesday at work, we took our break together like we usually do on Tuesdays. And he's, like, talking about his schedule and he just, like, looks at me because I'm just, like, really sad. Like, I'm not talking super hyped up like I usually do. And he's like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm always busy. I feel like it makes you sad. And that just, like, triggered so many emotions in me. And I, like, started tearing up. And it was almost kind of out of frustration because I didn't want to be feeling sad because it's, like, early on in this and I didn't want to be this vulnerable. And so I was, like, so frustrated that I was, like, showing these emotions so early. And he's like, oh my god, like, what's wrong with you? Like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, like, no, like, don't, no, like, this is so bad. This is so embarrassing. And so I walked out of our break room and he follows me and he's like, what's wrong? I told him, I was like, I'll tell you, like, later back at the room. Just like, I told him, I was like, I'm the type of person that needs reassurance. Like, I need it to feel like okay about us two moving forward. Like, I just have to. And he's like, you're gonna be okay, I'm gonna be okay. And like, I was reassured in that moment, but ever since, like, the rest of Tuesday was great. Come Wednesday, like, it's been distant. Like, I can just tell.
Like, he is distant?
He's distant. And, like, he's not himself. And he told me that, like, Tuesday night, he told me, you know, the reason why you probably feel like I'm being distant is because I saw my ex over the weekend and it just threw me off. And, right, like, ex, that's a red flag right there.
Yeah, seriously.
But it's, like, their little brothers are, like, good friends. So he was they were at his little brother's birthday party.
Got it.
So that's where they saw each other. And so he comes home to go to his little brother's birthday party. His ex is there in his living room. And it just completely threw him for a loop because he hadn't seen her since they broke up 4 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And so he's like, that's probably why. And it just takes time. Like, you'll be okay. I'll be okay. Like, it just takes time to completely get rid of the thoughts and memories of that person. And I was like, I understand. Like, that's okay. But, like, come Wednesday, it just, it was, like, eating me up. Like, it was not, we weren't having a normal conversation. The conversation wasn't as frequent as usual.
You probably would have liked.
Yeah. No, like, it wasn't as, like, we started so strong and it just, like, completely died. And it's still at that point. And I was, like, freaking out. I was like, he doesn't like me anymore, blah, blah, blah. You guys, I even took a quiz online. I typed in.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, because I was just, like, so sad, and I needed to cheer myself
up. You needed reassurance.
Yeah, I needed reassurance. So I go online, and I type in, like, why is he not texting you back? That's what I typed in, because he wasn't texting me. And I took a quiz, and there was a lot of questions that I answered. And the results came in. It was like, oh, we have your results. Good job. Like, nah, thanks for completing the quiz. And it basically said, you know, it's not you. You're not the reason why he's not texting back. There's so many other issues that are deeper, that are much deeper. It's not like he's not interested in you. It's just, you know, you're busy.
Yeah.
He's busy. And you just got to get to the point where, like, him texting you or not texting you doesn't bother you. Like, if he does, that's cool, but if he doesn't, that's cool too. Like, you just gotta go with the flow and not worry about it, because it's not your fault at the end of the day. Like, he probably has his own issues that he's dealing with a lot on his, like, mind. And I got that, and that actually really cheered me up, as corny as that is to take a quiz. Like, that's so awkward for, like, a junior year college student to, like, admit. You know, well, I took a quiz online to reassure myself that the guy I'm talking to actually likes me still.
But I'm over here sitting here like, okay, well, I bet you majority of the girls feel the same way. Like, I'm over here texting someone last night and I'm like, stop, like, texting me, like, you know, like, you only want to come over because, like, you want something, blah, yeah, blah, blah. Like, he doesn't text me unless he, you know.
He's just like, he wants something from you.
Yeah. And so he was like, no, like, if you invited me over, like, I would actually come over and, like, hey, come over.
Come over.
Come over and hang out. But I don't know. I'm like the girl who needs constant attention. Like, I want someone to text and, like.
I love clingy. Yeah. I love clingy because that reassures me that you're, like, genuinely interested in me.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's exactly how I feel. I feel like the reason I enjoy, like, I would love if he texts me, like, 24/7, 365, is because it's like, oh, like, okay, he does like me.
He's, like, taking the time to, like, pursue me.
And continue a conversation. Yeah. No, and I totally feel, and it's, like, attention. Like, I mean, I feel like when I tell my mom, I'm like, Mom, I need attention, like, I make it dramatic, but I don't need attention in the sense that, like, I'm in, like, an attention, like, I don't know how to put this nicely.
An attention-seeking whore who just wants it all about her.
No, I, like, genuinely, like, love, like, having people around me and, you know?
Like, even from friends, like, I tell my friends that I'm just super needy for their attention because, like, I want to feel like they're thinking about me or, like,
And that you're loved.
That I'm loved. Like, I just, I love affection, and I just love when people take the time out of their day to, like, text me, hey. Like, just to say hi, even. Like, I'm always the one to text my friends, what's up.
Same.
So, like, I love when other people do that to me. Like, they're the first ones to text me and stuff. Like, I don't know. It's just, it makes you feel really good inside as, like, like, the little things really do count to me.
And it's, like, funny that you say that, because it's, over the years, I have learned that I can't expect that out of everyone.
Yeah.
Because not everyone
is like that.
Is like that. And it's sad, I feel like, mm-hmm. because I wish people would just be like, hey, like, how are you? Mm-hmm. But they are not, because people are so, like, they're just so into themselves, and they only care about themselves. And I think that's kind of the downfall sometimes of people who aren't like us. Because basically, like, DJ Goody and I are just perfect. It's like, it's kind of a downfall, because, I mean, the world today is very, you know, everyone cares about themselves and no one else. But, no, I totally agree with you on, like, this topic. I think you and I, as people, like, we want, like, as we said, we need reassurance, and we want attention, in the sense that we want, like, we want to feel loved, and we want, you know,
we just
want to
be surrounded with people that, like, genuinely care for us.
Yes.
And, like, just knowing that we're on someone's, like, mind is a great feeling.
It makes us feel good.
Because, like, I'm definitely the type of person to overthink about things and overanalyze.
Me too.
Like, the littlest thing. So when I get that reassurance, it, like, keeps me from overthinking, which is so nice, because I just get really bad anxiety when I do overthink hardcore, and that is just, like, such, it's not a good feeling.
No, it's not fun at all. I used to have really bad anxiety in high school, because, I mean, not in the sense that you have anxiety, mm-hmm. more of, like, I was in AP classes, and I was playing a sport, and I had no time to, like, I feel like breathe, in a sense. Mm-hmm. Like, I was always doing homework, and if I was not doing homework, I was at practice, and if I wasn't at practice, you know, and then I'm doing homework, or I'm in classes, or I'm trying to socialize with, like, my best friend, and it's hard. And so what I, like, I don't know, it sucks. I would have to, like, in order for me to, like, calm down from, like, an anxiety attack, because I would have them so often, especially, like, my junior, senior year, is I realized, like, for me, what helps is actually drinking, like, a carbonated, like, drink.
Hmm.
Like, drinking, like, a Pepsi, or, like, just something with bubbles in it.
Yeah.
It would, like, it was refreshing, and
right.
it, like,
calmed you down.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah. What I do when I get anxious, or I just get really bad anxiety, is, because every one of my friends has a different response or reaction
to your anxiety, or
not
to
my anxiety, but, like, if I have a problem, I kind of pick and choose who to tell at first based on how I know they're going to respond.
Yeah.
So, like the guy I'm talking to, that whole situation, like, I kind of chose who I wanted to tell first because I needed a specific response, and I knew who I was going to get it from.
Like, the one that would make you feel good.
Exactly.
No, yeah, that's totally
understandable. So, like, I would go to, like, my roommate first because I knew she would reassure me, and I needed that in that moment. And even though it probably wasn't what actually was going on, it's just what I needed in the moment. So, like, if you aren't surrounded with, like, people,
like,
I
good
guess,
people.
Like, go online. Like, I do this, like, obviously the quiz helped me a lot. Go online and type in your issues. Watch YouTube videos about it. And seriously, it will, like, distract you from the problems you're having. And it will just put you at ease, because you'll hear everything you want to hear. And that will, like, help, like, settle your nerves and kind of rid you of your anxiety. And that's what I've been doing lately, just, like, YouTube videos and online, like, quizzes, just to put my mind at ease, because, like, I don't want to be stressed out 24/7 over, like, a month-long thing, you know?
No, yeah, and, like, waste your time, in a sense.
Right, it's just, like, you want to live in the moment, and it's hard to do that when you're constantly overthinking every single aspect of that moment. And so it just, that's been really weighing me down this whole entire week. Like, Tuesday was a shit show at work, like, not gonna lie.
No joke, this week really sucked for me, too. And I think it's just that point in the semester where everyone is kind of,
kind of running around with their heads chopped off, trying to scramble to get their lives together.
Because it's like midterms.
Midterms. Freaking Mari scheduling like three goddamn projects and like projects on top of those projects. And
yeah, I mean, I know I'm talking to my friends who are out of state right now, and they're like, dude, I'm so homesick. Like, I need to come home. I can't focus on school. Like, my mind is elsewhere. But I have midterms, and it's like, but I also want to like go out and like drink and have fun. But it's just everyone is just in like a weird. I feel like October, November area. Like,
I hate it.
I hate it. No, a lot of students, I feel like, get really just down in the dumps. Right. They're homesick if they're out of state. Yeah. And if they're not out of state, they're just like in a weird place.
Even today, I like told you today, I was like, I feel really homesick. Like, yeah. I don't know. I just like had knots in my stomach, and I just felt like so like depressed. Like, my friends were leaving me, but they really weren't. They were just out running errands, and I had to go to class. But DJ Dev was like, do you want to come over?
Like, I was like, do you want me to take you home with me?
I was like, please. Like, I don't want to stay here. Like, I just feel so homesick. And everyone gets to that point. Like, I think I hit it twice every school year, like full school year, or twice every like full year. In general, it's just like you get to that point where like you're just so down in the dumps, and like it's reflecting reflecting in your like relationships, your schoolwork, your like work, and it's just like it's so hard to get out of it sometimes. But like once you find your little
groove,
then it becomes a lot easier to handle.
I agree.
What do you do when you get stressed?
Because
everyone's so different. It's crazy.
It's funny because I was stressed today because of how many things I had to get done today. And, like, when I say things, I do not mean school things, honestly. I mean, like...
I had to pick up my costume for this weekend.
And then I got to pick up some alky.
Some alky.
Yeah, and then I got to get ready and take a nap because I was tired.
And no, I got to eat, but I forgot to because I have so many other important things that are my main priorities.
I was, like, stressed today in that sense. Like, not school-wise. I mean, actually kind of school-wise just because, you know, like, DJ Goody and I have this one teacher who just, she gives you projects, and then she'll, like, give you a project on top of that project, and then you have to, you know, collaborate with the class on another project, and it's just all these projects, and for me, I hate projects, because everyone, it's like, I am always the person who pulls majority of the weight, and I hate it, and so I hate projects, and, I mean, I was kind of stressed out, like, this last week, but this last week, I kind of had a break a little bit with the homework. Like, a lot of my teachers were like, okay, just take a break really quick.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's definitely not going to last long, so I'll probably get stressed out within the next week or two. But when I, like, get stressed, for me, I'm definitely, like, the gym person. Like, I need
you work
to
out
go
to, release
to the
your
gym
stress.
To, like, help me focus. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's part of my routine, so if I skip it, then I'm all out of whack.
Yeah.
Like, no joke. I will skip. So I skip the gym on Wednesday. I was so out. First of all, I ate like crap. I felt so gross. I was just so like out of it because mm-hmm. I skipped the gym, because that helps me so much with being able to put my mind somewhere and like focus on things and like be able to kind of like lay them all out on the table and like divide them and, you know, solve them and separate them.
It gives
them.
You like endorphins, and those really help like calm your mood and
definitely.
Relax you.
So for me, the gym is definitely my stress reliever. Like, it's not only a routine that I always do every day, but it definitely
helps
me.
It's a necessity in your like weekly routine at least.
Yes, like I need to do it in order to like feel good mm-hmm. and kind of know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. Cycling has helped me a lot. Like, waking up early kind of sucks, but once you're just like in
it, once you're doing it
and you're done, it feels good. You feel like you started your day on a good note. So like, you guys, my audience, I don't know who exactly is listening, but if you guys ever get anxiety or are just super stressed out, just try to find your little groove. Like,
yeah.
DJ Diamonds, working out. Me, it's just like looking to my friends and online, you know, just YouTube videos. That's a big part of it. Once you find your little groove, it really helps to suppress those bad feelings. And yeah, so there's your little advice for the night. But I just want to wish everyone a happy Halloween. Safe,
oh, I forgot to do that on my show. Damn it.
Safe Halloween.
Damn it,
no. But yeah, be safe. If you see a clown, run the opposite direction.
Yeah, don't think it's an actual Halloween costume.
Yeah, make sure you have a DD and you're not drinking.
Or an Uber.
Or an Uber, exactly. Just have a happy Halloween, a good weekend. Stay as stress-free as possible. Thank you guys so much for listening.
That was such a good show.
You think so?
No, that was really good. Aww. I was like, it flowed and I really enjoyed you totally. Yeah, no, it was good.
I love how I'm getting this right now on
air. Yeah, no, it was super good.
Well, you guys are listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Goody with my guest DJ Diamond. Woo-hoo. And this is Awkward. Bye, guys. Swiss only let the beat rock. Oh. For all my South side that know me best, I feel like me and Taylor might still. Why I made that famous. I made that famous. For all the girls that get from Kanye West, if you see him in the streets, give him Kanye's best. Why they mad they ain't famous? They mad they still nameless. Talk that talk, man. A man in the store trying to try his best, but he just can't seem to get Kanye fresh. But we still hood.